Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Azrieli Group conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. This conference call will be accompanied by a slide presentation. It can be found on Azrieli's site, www.azrieligroup.com, on the Investor Relations page under Presentations, and the financial reports can be found on the website as well. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respected company's business, financial condition, and result of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. With us online today are Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO, and Ms. Irit Sekler-Pilosof, CFO. Mr. Henkin, would you like to begin?
Thank you, and good afternoon, and thank you for joining the Azrieli Group's second quarter conference call for international investors. I'll start with an update on COVID-19 and local GDP data. The economy now opened up and hopefully will stay open, with a potential trend of decrease in illness thanks to the third vaccination campaign. As of mid-August 2021, 1 million people are fully vaccinated with a third dose, 5.4 million people have had the second dose, and 900,000 people have recovered. This makes 85% of the eligible population vaccinated in Israel. The GDP increased in the quarter 15.4% compared to Q1 and is up 15% from Q2 2020. This had an effect on private consumption, which is up 36% annually. Therefore, the local economy figures are looking quite good. Going to Azrieli Group, I'll start with the data centers, market strategy, and the recent acquisition we're finalizing these days. About the market, the data center space is now considered one of the fastest growing industries worldwide. U.S. REIT prices in this market are at all-time high. We perceive this market as a high-growth market with a good fit for the Azrieli Group. There are a number of reasons which I will go through in a minute. One is pure income-producing real estate. Some look at it as infrastructure. Some look at it as technology. We perceive it as pure income-producing real estate. Instead of people, you have service. It is an income-producing real estate market with 34% annual growth, not comparable to any real estate market in the world. The market is driven by the huge growth of the cloud, 5G, streaming, gaming, VR, whether it is the Facebook metaverse or others. It is fueled by the AI growth, autonomous vehicles, crypto, HPC storage, and others. It encompasses the most strongest and super large customers in the world, particularly Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Oracle, IBM, Salesforce, Netflix, and others. It combines very long and very sticky contracts. It is a market requiring significant development and engineering expertise with critical time-to-market capabilities, perfectly fits the Azrieli Group capabilities. It incorporates attractive high single-digit and double-digit yield on cost. It is a capital-intensive market where cost of capital is a material factor. And it is a market with several channels where the prominently growing channel is hyperscale, with an exclusive members club of data centers providers, which are deemed hyperscaler fit, of which only few sign contracts with any or more than one hyperscaler. It is a global market with the same customer base and the same teams managed from Seattle, Ireland, or others for all the major territories. About our strategy, we believe in data centers and that it will serve as a significant growth engine for the group. How are we planning to grow in this market? As we mentioned before, our strategy is to acquire platforms with aggressive growth potential in the secondary, mostly in the secondary markets, and to expand from there into the main markets. We started with North America, both Canada and the U.S., and we chose this market, first of all, because it's the largest one. Second, it's highly mature. It's a sophisticated market with suppliers, regulations, advanced industry with common practices, and the markets of Nova, DFW, Phoenix are among the five largest markets in the U.S., together with Montreal and Toronto, which are growing enormously within the recent years. It's a market with some of the largest or the world's largest hyperscalers, and we are there developing our assets. We are making strong progress with development. I remind all of us we started with acquiring a stake in Compass with $18 million NOI 2 years ago. Today, we're reaching $85 million NOI and beyond, which is five times as much as what we bought. This is only through the, some M&A, mostly development. At the same time, we're looking for platforms in Europe. And why Europe? Because it is a high-growth market. Development yields 250 to 500 basis points higher than the U.S. It is a market that the major U.S. cloud players are entering aggressively, where self-build is still very scarce. If in the U.S. it's between 40 and 50%, in Europe it's less than 15%. It is a market with barriers to entry and local expertise. We are planning to acquire a number of strong platforms, consolidate them under one roof, one umbrella, to do a reverse merge with a Northern American business, and proceed to expand from there, maybe through an IPO or other ways of expanding the business. About Green Mountain transaction, we've been looking at for some time for at several companies in Europe, whether it's in Switzerland, UK, and others. We looked for a company in a secondary market, having strong management with potential, solid, high-quality engineering, proven time-to-market capabilities, and an existing, stable, and growing installed base. We looked for a company with hyperscale customers and capabilities which complement Compass and in synergy with Compass to provide a global presence for hyperscale customers worldwide. Green Mountain will serve as a platform for development from the northern part of Europe, southbound, to be hopefully joined with the central, maybe southwestern, and maybe UK-based platforms that we will acquire. What's the advantages for Norway and the Nordic countries? One is TOC, very low electricity costs, lowest in Europe, very good power availability, high government support, whether in tax or other policies, close to most of the European population, with improving latency and high connectivity. As we speak, there are two subsea cables that are being laid between Norway, the U.K., and the EU continents, and it's 100% green energy, which is very important to our large customers, and in fact to all customers, and it's one of the values of the Azrieli Group. In terms of the advantages of Green Mountain, we found an excellent, very good, experienced management, which is a key factor for us. It has a very solid engineering capabilities. It has significant experience in marketing relationships with top customers. It has many years of experience in enterprise design, location, and development of land for data centers. It has facilities with close and available power sources. It has high connectivity sites, close to fiber infrastructure. Its assets rely on 100% alternative energy, green energy. Again, as I said, it is very important for the customers and for us. And we are going to make the closing scheduled for August 24th, which is next week. About the customers in this segment, which I would like to point out. If we look at the segment, the most important customers are three: Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. If we look at Amazon on this quarter, just to understand, in 2020, Amazon grew in the cloud 28%. Q1 2021, it grew 32%, and in Q2, it grew 37%. Amazon is having a market share today of more than 50%, almost 54%, still growing 37% quarter on quarter. The cloud is generating 13% of Amazon revenues, but 54% of the EBIT line. Google, the revenues in the cloud grew 53% quarter on quarter. On the first quarter, it grew 43% quarter on quarter. In other words, additional 10% growth. And Microsoft Azure, revenues as of today for the quarter, for this quarter, was $17.4 billion, 30% higher compared to Q2 2020. And this makes something like almost 40%, 38% of Microsoft's revenues. Growth is 30 to 50% quarter on quarter. And in terms of operating profit, it is today 41% of the profit of Microsoft, and it's 47% increase quarter on quarter. So these are the reasons why and how we see the data center space, what's our strategy, and how we continue growing there. Going back to Azrieli Group's traditional flywheel, MOS, we have a strong rise in all parameters. We are back with an occupancy rate which is between 98 to 99%. Mall footfall and store revenues have been good and growing since reopening on February 21st. About the local Israeli customers, Israelis cannot leave the country today almost to any place in the world, and there is a lot of liquidity in the market. Thus, mall customers have a very strong hunger to return to routine and to their customer habits. We saw this at openings after previous lockdowns. February through June 2021, compared with the same period in 2019, Store revenues increased 5.2%, excluding businesses that were closed down or partially operated. We are taking intensive measures to adjust the mix in Jerusalem Mall, Modi'in Mall, Azrieli Tel Aviv Mall, and Givatayim. Most of the stores, 60 in total, accounting for about 9% of the NOI, will be reopened in a new, very attractive mix throughout Q1 2022. Offices. As we speak, Azrieli is missing at least 60,000 square meters. We just don't have enough inventory, and there's lots of demand. Generally and specifically speaking, at Azrieli, I believe we enjoy very strong product, service, and customer service, which provides us very high customer loyalty. The demand in the market is by far the strongest ever. The offices segment continues to perform very well, and we're signing large lease transactions at high rental prices. In Israel, Israeli companies are now back at the office with close to 100% employee attendance, and international companies like Facebook, Amazon, Intel also have many employees back at the office. Companies are recruiting large number of employees, specifically in the technology sector. Companies like Facebook and Amazon are taking more space and paying for the best office space. Some examples of contracts or transactions in the offices which were signed in the second quarter and until the end of July. At the Azrieli Center in Tel Aviv, we had the leasings of more than 1,000 square meters, which were before 109 new Israeli shekel per square meter per month, from 109 to 138, from 78 to 135, from 115 to 125, from 105 to 150. In other words, between 15 to 30% increase in the new rentals. In Sarona building, there's a phenomena where technology companies which are growing have no space to grow, and unfortunately for them and for us, they have to live and look for other office buildings. With the remaining ones, they are growing fast and occupying the vacant square meters. To give you some proportions of what's going on there, from 139 shekels per square meter, it's growing to 150 with the new expansions. Another expansion from 139 grew to 160. Another expansion from 129 to 175. In other words, we have very good contract renewal trend, which is very positive and continuously growing. Senior housing. Senior housing is on track with strong demand. The very high resident satisfaction with our COVID-related management goes to the best marketing we have, which is word of mouth. Dozens of contracts were signed in all the senior homes, mainly in the new Lehavim and Modi'in Palace senior housing, while Tel Aviv and Ra'anana maintain close to full occupancy. We raised our prices by 8% at the beginning of the year and by 5% in the middle of the year. Lehavim, which we opened on the first lockdown, May 2020, we are finishing stage A with a marketing rate of 82%, 160 out of the 241 apartments have been occupied, and additional 37 have been marketed and sold and are about to be occupied. Stage B, which is 109 apartments, is being launched with occupancy scheduled for July 2022. Modi'in, which was opened back in October 2018, is already 98% sold and 95% occupied. Development pipeline. Currently, the Azrieli Group is developing approximately 1.1 million square meters. We had a phenomenal deal signed with SolarEdge, which is a $14 billion market cap company, for a 38,000 square meter campus. This is going to generate about 63 million shekels a year NOI. And adjacent to this, we're going to build additional 50,000 square meters, which are going to generate the same. This is going to be finished and occupied on March 2025, and we are already starting working. We completed in 2020 the following projects on time, on budget. Lehavim Senior Housing, we discussed it before. Manor, which is a building of 28,000 square meters, occupied by Bezeq. Bezeq is the AT&T of Israel, back in October 2020, 3 months ahead of schedule during COVID-19. And Azrieli Town, the first building out of three, which is the office building, having four prominent companies, PwC, Fisher Berhah, which is one of the three largest law firms in Israel, all of the R&D of Samsung in Israel, and WeWork, which is fully occupied already. There are 3,200 employees in this building, and all the tenants moved there in January 2021. Just to give some measure and understanding of the numbers, this building, land plus building, was the cost was 670 million shekels. Annual NOI is 72 million shekels a year, which is a yield on cost of a double-digit percentage. The residential and retail areas are scheduled for completion in 2022. All our long-term projects are we are building as usual. And going back to margins, the margins on the projects under development, the yields are over 80%, sometimes over 10%. And compared with the cost of capital, it's a very impressive spread. Debt and leverage, in July,